Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. He has risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Imagine waking up extra early, before the sun even rises. It's still dark outside, but your best friends are waiting for you. Together, you walk down a quiet road. You stick close together, not just because it's dark, but because you are sad. Someone you love so much has died. You all agreed to visit his grave when no one else is around, so you can say goodbye one last time. But when you get there, nothing is how you expected. It's still so early, and you feel a little confused. Wait, did we come to the wrong place? Something is different. Then, out of nowhere, two men appear. But wait, are they men? Their clothes shine as bright as lightning. You are so scared that you drop to the ground. These must be angels from heaven. But why are they here? Then they speak. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember? And suddenly, you do remember. You remember everything Jesus told you. He told you this would happen. He said he would die and then come back to life on the third day. And now, it's the third day. He really did it. Jesus is alive. At first, you don't know what to do. But then you realize you have to tell everyone. Where do you even start? You run to tell your closest friends. At first, they don't believe you. But soon they will see for themselves. The joy those women felt on the first Easter morning is your joy too. We might not have been there at the empty tomb, but we know the truth. Jesus is alive. And just like those women, we get to share this amazing news with others. Jesus has risen. We pray to our risen Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, you left the tomb empty on the first Easter Sunday. You have risen, just like you promised. Thank you for your promise that because you live, I will live too. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.